This morning's reading comes from Philippians chapter 4, verses 1 to 13, and you can find that on page 1180 of the Church Bibles. Philippians chapter 4, starting to read at verse 1. Closing appeal for steadfastness and unity. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, you whom I love and long for, my joy and crown, stand firm in the Lord in this way, dear friends. I plead with Euodia and I plead with Syntyche to be of the same mind in the Lord. Yes, and I ask you, my true companion, help these women, since they have contended at my side in the cause of the gospel, along with Clement and the rest of my co-workers, whose names are in the Book of Life. Final exhortations. Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Whatever you have learned or received or heard from me or seen in me, put it into practice, and the God of peace will be with you. Thanks for their gifts. I rejoice greatly in the Lord that at last you renewed your concern for me. Indeed, you were concerned, but you had no opportunity to show it. I'm not saying this because I'm in need, for I have learned to be content whatever the circumstances. I know what it is to be in need, and I know what it is to have plenty. I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want. I can do all this through him who gives me strength. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Thank you, Charles. Roberto, will you come up? Let's pray. Father, we thank you for the opportunity to be able to open your word and listen to you. So we pray that you will open the eyes of our hearts so we will understand and we will take to heart what you want to say to us this morning. So I pray that you will bless your servant and you will give us attentive spirits and also the willingness to be obedient to whatever you want to say to us this morning. Amen.
Amen.
The Bible is very clear that if somebody speaks in tongues, which are unknown, somebody should come with a translation. So it's so good to have the translation in the NIV, so let me read it. Even to your old age and gray hairs, I am here. I am here. I am he who will sustain you. I have made you, and I will carry you. I will sustain you, and I will rescue you. What a beautiful words and promises, isn't it? Full of promises, not just for us and for me and my wife, but also for each one of us. The Lord will carry us and rescue us. You are a very special congregation. We love you in a special way. Please don't tell the other congregations. We have learned a lot through you, through your stamina, through many difficult times, ups and downs of life, and because I see plenty of white hair or no hair, that means that obviously your walk through life has been very long. And I just hope that in my life, at the end of my walk with the Lord, I can also look back and be as strong as you are in your faith. We have learned a lot from you, especially on your stamina and your strength of faith. So I have chosen this passage to encourage you in difficult times. Rejoice in the Lord always. And just in case we haven't heard properly, the Apostle Paul says, I will say it again, just in case you don't understand or you haven't heard or you think, oh, did I hear properly, Paul? Yes, rejoice. Let me tell you something. In the last 30 years working for the people of God in Spain and in England, we have seen far more tears than rejoice. This is our experience. It's like a doctor, and you go to see the doctor and you make an appointment, and when the doctor says, you know, what is happening, can I help you? I say, no, I'm just coming because I feel so well. You know, this is my, you know, I make an appointment just to tell you how well I feel. This is not the same with pastors and elders and vicars. Normally people come because they feel in a one way or another sad or sick or with doubts. And yes, we are doctors of the soul. We are doctors of the soul. And I've seen, as I said before, we have seen more tears and sadness in these 30 years than rejoice and happiness. So the Apostle Paul writes, you know, let your gentleness be evident to all. And let me pass you the question, is your gentleness evident to all? Are you a gentle person? And then he says, the Lord is near. Now, if we were very if we were really certain that the Lord was near, do you think that will help you to be more gentle to the people around? Of course. If the Lord was right here, I will not say something bad if I was on the other side. If the Lord was behind me, I see somebody in difficulties, I will just give a hand. Why? Because the Lord is near. The Lord is watching. And this is what the Apostle Paul said, you know, yes, be gentle to everybody. The Lord is near. And do not be anxious about anything. Anxiety is a terrible virus, isn't it? We all have doubts and we all have gone through anxieties. It's a terrible virus. When it comes in, it's so difficult to get rid of it. We are anxious about the future of our children. And you? About your grandchildren? About your spouses? Anxious about the economy? Anxious about Brexit? Just in case we didn't have enough anxiety in our lives. Anxious like me because I am a foreigner and I don't know what's going to happen in the future. I am the only foreigner in my household. So, you know, it's really a complexity which is I don't think I needed at this time in my life. Anxious about health, about finances. Do not be anxious about anything. But in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. By prayer and petition. Prayer and petition means that we come to the Lord showing that we are needy people. That's why we are coming to you, Lord, because we are such a needy people, aren't we? With thanksgiving. Sometimes our time of prayer is all to do with asking. How much time do you spend, let's say, in 5 minutes of prayer? How much time of those 5 minutes of prayer have to do with thanksgiving? A minute? 30 seconds? Maybe never. Because you are so full of anxiety about different things and so much needs all around you in your family and your church and your community, you just go on and on and on and on and on, and then you just say, Lord bless us, amen, and that's it. Until the next time. But the Apostle Paul is saying that our relationship with God is not just to ask and see and show him our need, but also to be thankful. And to be thankful, and this is what surprised me about this congregation when I visit you, is that when I ask you with my wife and we go and see you and say, you know, is there anything we want to pray for you? Many of you have said, no, it's okay, I'm all right. And we go, wow, how is this? Resilient, strength of faith. I think the older you are, the more you go, you can go down memory lane. A memory lane for people like you is really a long, long memory lane. You have miles. So the more your memory lane is, the more you can give thanks to the Lord. I challenge you. I challenge you to make a list of all the things the Lord has been good to you. And you will be surprised that in the midst of suffering and difficulties and tears, the Lord has been good and the Lord has answered many of your prayers. There are even things that the Lord has given us which we didn't even ask for. I remember one occasion I made a huge mistake. When you are young parents, you can make these mistakes. I promised my children, little ones, that I will take them one day to Disneyland Paris. Goodness me. What a great memory they have. They went on and on and on every time. Dad, you have promised. Yes, I know, darling. Yes, I know. And we never had enough money to take them. Never. So anyway, because of my lack of faith, and this is something that is part of me, I got my ups and downs on faith. My lack of faith, I never asked the Lord to answer this prayer so that I can just be free from my promise. One day, we came to this country to see the family in the summertime. And my brother and sister-in-law, they had some friends for supper. And these friends, they were working for the MOD in Paris. And they have a beautiful house right in the center of Paris. And we're having supper. And out of the blue, they said to us, would you like to come one day and spend a whole week with us in Paris so you can take your children to Disneyland? I get embarrassed at God's grace. And I think all of us have seen God doing things for us, even sometimes without asking. Just God's. It's God and His grace. Exactly the same with our children. They don't have to ask, Dad, you know, my shoes are broken, or they have a hole in my shoes, for us immediately to, when we put them to bed, to see the shoes, whether they are fine or not, to get a new pair of shoes, aren't we? So if you've been evil, you give good things to your children, says the Lord, how much more will the Lord give us good things? Now, there's a very important word here, and the word is and. And this word and is like a bridge. Bridge between rejoice in the Lord, do not be anxious about anything. With thanksgiving and prayer, present your request to God. And if you do all these things, the Lord promises, and that is the word key in the whole passage. And if you do all these things, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus. Not just your heart, because heart has to do with emotions. And especially if you are from a Mediterranean country, or probably Ireland, it's all to do with emotions. You know, it's like, explode of emotions. So it's not just to take care of the heart, but it's all to take care of the mind. Sometimes our mind wanders around, isn't it? So the Lord promises, and this is the important thing of this "and" there, that if you do all these things and present your requests and your petitions and so on, and you rejoice in the Lord, the peace of God, which goes beyond all understanding, will guard your hearts and your mind in Christ Jesus. And especially in this world, which every time I see or listen to the news, is everything to do with wars, conflicts. I get just sick of it. Especially in the last things I've seen in Parliament, in British Parliament, talking about the top people in this country, well-educated, professional politicians, biting each other, saying things to each other that goes beyond really what is the natural way of talking to somebody. You can disagree with something, but you know the way you talk to somebody is so nasty sometimes. So when I see this on television, I think this is just terrible. It's a terrible example to the nation. Or as we had a few weeks ago in the Spanish Parliament, and I couldn't believe it, so I just tried to look in internet, that after one discussion between one of the ministers and a member of the parliament, you know, one of these members of parliament spit to this minister. I mean, this is just, no. So peace, the peace of God, how beautiful it is to have peace. Peace in our mind, peace in our hearts, peace in the congregation, peace in our nation. Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Whatever you have learned or received or heard from me or seen in me, put into practice. And again, the word "and" appears. And. So this word becomes again the bridge. And the God of peace will be with you. Now it's not just the peace of God. Now it's the God of peace. It's the God of peace that will be with you. It's the presence of God himself be with us. It's such a huge, massive promise. Can you imagine in your house when you come to the Lord in prayer and you put into practice all these things, that you know that the God of peace is with you in your place? Do you believe it? Do we really believe it? Now, we can do it or not. It's up to us. It's our choice. We can think in all the things that are bad, all the things that are not working, you know, the things that our wives or husbands are not doing properly. We can look at all the things which are negative around us, and there are plenty of things which can be negative, but it's up to you. Apostle Paul says, not at all. Go the other way. Put in your minds everything that is pure, true, noble, right, lovely, admirable, excellent, praiseworthy. And the God of peace. So sometimes I wonder why we don't get the feeling that God is so close to us, you know? Are we taking the medication? If we don't take the medication, I'm not surprised the God of peace looks far away. Now, this is not a medication that you take one day and the next day you feel that God is close to you. You know what I'm saying? It's not like that. The promises of the Bible don't work like that. You do one thing and that's it. It's like the case un cuando frotas la. It's like a genie. Okay, I do that and wow, what do you want? 3 wishes. No, God is not like that. This is a medication you have to take every single day. When I had my heart operation 10 years ago, I was working already with Paul Langham in Bath, and it wasn't his fault. It was cholesterol, by the way. Yes, pure cholesterol. Too much love of cream and naughty things, which I shouldn't take. Anyway, at the end, I saw my consultant after the operation. And he said, Roberto, here is the medication, and this medication you have to take for life. two in the morning, two in the evening. I'm afraid I cannot be with you every day to make sure that you have taken the medication. So it's up to you. If you take it, you will feel better, and your life will be prolonged. If you don't take it, you will begin to feel bad, and your life will be shortened. But honestly, you have to take it. Believe me, it works. It has worked for thousands and thousands of people. But I cannot be behind you continuously telling you, please, will you take it? That's not my job. Exactly the same. The Apostle Paul has written this, and this has been read by millions of believers all over the centuries in different situations, easy and difficult ones, and extreme situations. That said, if we do all these things, this word "and," we do all these things, we take this medication, and the God of peace will be with you. Will be with you in your car. Will be with you in your holidays. Will be with you in your little flat. The God of peace will be with you. A huge promise. And also I tell you, because this is a challenge, if at the end of the day, after you taking the medication for years, you don't feel that the God of peace has been with you, at least when you go to heaven, and you will be in heaven one day, I'll assure you that, you can always go to God and say, oh, by the way, you promised this, I took the medication, and it didn't work. Well, that's a big problem for God, isn't it? Do you think God will break his promise and be ashamed because one of us have gone and said, look, I did all these things here. I took the medication every day and nope, you were not seen around. And Lord had to say, I'm so sorry. I broke my word. We thank you for all your gifts, and let me pay attention especially to one gift. We have learned a huge thing from you, and it's a gift which it cannot be measured in quantity, in money, is the stamina to keep going when situations get tough. And age is not an easy time of life. When you become fragile, when some of your friends begin to die and you feel lonely, when you haven't got much strength as you had when you were young, that you keep your faith and you keeps going and keeps going and keeps going, that is an example to younger generations. You speak, it's a sermon speaking to younger generations. It's very easy to be a believer and be very bubbly and jumping and when we are young, but not when we are old, when things begin to go wrong. So we have learned, my wife and I, in our visits to you, what a beautiful group of people you are. What a great example of faith and stamina. So we thank you. Thank you for that. Keep going. May the Lord bless you. And I'm sure we will see each other, if he's not here, in heaven. So may the Lord be with you. This is what we want. May the Lord be with you. And the God of peace may be with you. Amen.